Well, as we've been telling you extensively, we have a lot of governments, city, county, state, telling us that they are getting crushed because of coronavirus, COVID-19. They say that they are facing gigantic budget deficits, and the only solution is going to have massive increases in your taxes. Now, of course, some of us, like me, knew this was inevitable, because when you spend a ridiculous amount of money in good economic times, whenever there is the inevitable economic downturn, it becomes unsustainable. And we are now in that economic downturn, and they're going to come to families that are already struggling financially and look for massive tax hikes. Senator Tim Sheldon is one of the good guys down in Olympia who fights against these things, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, always good to talk with you.
Good afternoon, Dory. Nice to be with you.
A couple of weeks ago, Jay Inslee at a press conference said that he was going to have to make draconian budget cuts. So I started diving into the numbers, and his worst-case scenario budget is going to be $54 billion. Last cycle, it was $52 billion. But he says, but I wanted to spend $58 billion, so I'm going to have to cut $4 billion. He's not cutting a penny, Senator.
No.
It is an increase in spending, and he and people in the media are parroting this. I had one of my fellow talk show hosts on who said the same thing, and I told him how much I disagreed with him.
Yeah.
This isn't a draconian cut. It's an increase in spending. How do they get away with this nonsense?
Well, Governor Inslee's been in government all his life, and he's good at this, you know, and his staff is good at promoting this. And the real truth is there is not going to be a special session of the legislature. There should be. I mean, you've got fiscal crisis. You've got all these issues up here, and the legislature is the voice of the people. They should meet. But the governor is not going to call us back, and the leadership of the Democratic Party does not want these issues discussed in Olympia. They don't want the press to look at it, to read the numbers, to delve into the issues, because there's an election coming on. And when the legislature is in session, candidates or incumbents cannot raise money. So that's the other big reason. Let's wait till January. Oh, we'll just wait till January and we'll figure all this out. Well, you wouldn't do that if you were going into a crisis with your home, your family budget. You'd figure it out tonight. You'd sit around the family table and say, hey, we got to cut a little bit on this side and we got to do something else over here. But no, we're just going to continue on because the governor thinks that we have enough reserves, and he's basically loves being in charge without the legislature there.
Well, and like you were alluding to, though, it's not just that he says we have enough reserves, but he's afraid that if he trims a little here and a little there, that those groups that get trimmed, that they're going to turn on him and that he's going to lose support. And so it's a guy who's putting his reelection above being a leader. And that's one of the many things that I find so reprehensible about politics at that level.
Well, it is. And really, we need some leadership. I can think back, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I can think back about John Kennedy and Truman. You know, these were Democrats that just took the ball and ran with it. They knew what they were doing, and people respected them. Now, just in my time in Olympia since 1990, I thought Booth Gardner did a fine job. I thought that Mike Lowry did a good job because he was honest with people. We all knew he was a screaming liberal, and that was fine. Mm-hmm. And but he would tell you where he was and where he was going. And former Governor Gregoire, I think, did a nice job on learning the job quickly and then calling the leadership together of the legislature when we had economic downturns in 2008, 2009. We had a Boeing crisis. You know, we have the most cyclical economy in the nation.
Sure. Yeah.
And what are the governors have to convene and take the bull by the horns and turn this thing around and make the calls the legislature has to come back with legislation, and the governor gets a chance to veto that or not. But,
well, this is what we're seeing with this governor, because 24 hours after Chaz Chop had erupted on Capitol Hill, he was asked about it at a press conference, and he had the audacity to say, oh, this is the first I've heard about it. I'll look into it. Because he didn't have the courage to simply say, yes, we cannot let domestic terrorists take over a chunk of our city and take over our East Precinct. But he was afraid that the radicals would turn on him and that that would hurt his reelection. So he would rather look like a doofus by saying, oh, that's the first I've heard about it. Look into it. And it's just, we have no leadership at all right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think all of this is because the Governor Inslee would rather be in a federal position. So he's working with Gavin Newsom. He's working with the governor in Oregon, in Nevada, all those Democratic governors. And he's been the chair of the Democratic Governors Association. Well, sure. Don't forget that.
Right.
So all those people know each other, and they're not going to do anything different. And when the legislators say, we need to be back in session, one of the answers, or standard answers from Governor Inslee and others is, well, we have to wait for federal money to appear. Then we can divvy that up and decide where we're going to go. We'll get a bailout, you know.
But how, so, outrageous is that?
It isn't.
He can't control his spending. We all knew this was coming whenever the downturn came. We all knew this was going to happen. And now he wants people in Davenport, Iowa to pick up the tab because he was so horrible at controlling spending here in Washington. It makes no sense to me. You said something, and we don't have a lot of time here, but you've been down there for 30 years. And I heard you say this is the most frightened you have ever been about our state's future. Why is that?
Absolutely. Well, look at the numbers. We're going to go back with a huge deficit. There's tax increase possibilities that are huge. I mean, everything that you've ever thought about, from an income tax to capital gains tax to more road taxes to whatever it is, social programs are going to be at the forefront when we come back, and not incentives. Incentives, that's all we need, is for some of these businesses that are failing, is some kind of incentive, encouragement from Olympia so they can survive. And that's what pays the bills. That's what pays the bills. I mean, we just can't cut police. I mean, watch these cities cut police departments. You know, I'm a former county commissioner here in Mason County. 70 cents of every dollar went to criminal justice, the cops, the courts, juvenile programs, all that. 70 cents. You cut that in half, the criminals are running wild. I mean,
They're already running free in Seattle.
It's worse.
Yeah, we have people with 50 felonies roaming the streets. We have two murders who executed teenagers at CHOP, and they remain free. And our cop-hating city council solution is, well, let's just cut the police in half. So they want murderers to remain free. It's really something to watch.
It's totally a different world. I saw on the news last night where Mayor Wheeler in Portland it wants to force the federal government out of his city so they cannot protect the federal building downtown. It'll burn down. They will burn the federal building, and he will be responsible for it.
Yes.
It's awful.
Well, as I said at the beginning, I'm glad there are people down, like you down there fighting, especially a Democrat fighting against your own party's craziness.
You got to stand up. No matter, it's not a party thing. You got to stand up when the world turns over on its head. You're the Republican or a Democrat, doesn't matter. You got to stand up and say, let's get this fixed. Let's do something to help the situation. And unfortunately, my party wants to sit on its hands, wait through this next election, and then face an even tougher problem in Olympia in January.
brutal. All right. Senator, it's always good talk with you. Appreciate you taking time with me this afternoon.
Anytime, Dory. Thanks.
All right. Senator Sheldon joining us.